Okay, we're on Kaf Dalet Amud Aleph, about 10 lines from the bottom. So we learned in the Mishnah, Betruma in Nitme, the Gabi Truma, if one hand becomes Tame, it doesn't Tame the other hand. Whereas over here, by Kodesh, you have to, you did so, one hand of Tame will Tame the other hand. And therefore, they both become Tamei Lagabe Kodesh, and they would both need Tfila, said the Mishnah. Amar Rav Shizbi, Bichiburim Shanu, Aval Shalom Bichiburim Lo. This whole din applies only Bichiburim, meaning that if, assuming this hand is Tamei, so only if it's touching my Tower hand, and then I touch the Kodesh, that's when we have a problem. I mean, as it's while I'm touching the Kodesh with my Tower hand, the Tamei hand's touching it, the gezera being that we're afraid that since I'm right there with my other hand, I might end up touching with my tummy hand also, because it's right, you know, next to it. But samazoy, if my tummy hand touches my tar hand and then I touch my cord, that doesn't do anything. That's where she's beads in. Let's see Rashi. Okay, bichiburim shanu matnifin dektani yad metamei et chaverta lekodesh kegon shebaod hayad. Whilst it's touching it, then the tahara was touching the kodesh. There, the gazer rabbanan, the dilma ati lemiga tmeya lekodesh. Because we might come to, as well, since it's right there, I might end up touching the kodesh with my tummy hand directly. Lamanda amar gives us lekaman pasul lisol de mila be alma lisol pasul de mila de alma. Was this the gzera? This the mila de alma? Okay, aval shalom bechiburin shelachar shepirshe min hatahara chazra tahara v'nagav kodesh tar. But samazoy, if I'm just touching my hand, you know, my tummy hand touching my tar hand, and then I touch the thing, we said that doesn't do anything. Ve'en yad metami chaverta lasos afilu shlishi lipsol, doesn't do anything legabe that. Okay, back to the Gemara. Eitz ve'abai. However, abai is a kashanam rashizbi. Again, who said, the Shizbi said, Dafka b'chibur. We're going to see, even without chiburim. How so? The Bryce says as follows. Yad neguva. We have a dry hand that's tame. And it's metame chaverta. It makes the other hand, when it touches it, also tame. And makes it into a sheni latuma. And therefore, letame lakodesh. And therefore, it'll make kodesh into shlishi. Lola truma, but it doesn't. That's metami truma. That's a chumra by dafka by kodesh. Divi Rabbi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Omer, lifsol aval lola tame. So he agrees that the also the one hand can metame the other hand, but he says it's it makes the kodesh only into revi. It doesn't make it into shlishi. Makes it only into revi. Avalola tame, right? Not making it into a shlish. Okay, so now the Gemara makes a deal. Iyamar pishama shalom bichiburin haini revuse. So if we're talking about not bichiburin, that even if I touch a stum and then I can have a chiddush. We'll explain in a minute. But if we're talking about el iyamar dafka bichiburin in shalom bichiburin lo. In my revuse, the neguva. What's the chiddush in if the hand is dry or not? Okay, meaning. So if we're talking about this not bichiburin, so now we have a chiddush, okay, that this hand, specifically in Rebbe, the first opinion, right? Because he says again, your hand is tame, touches your other hand, and when you touch the food, the kodesh, right, it makes it into a shlishi. So hands are what? Hands are normally sheni. So if a sheni, to say a sheni, a dry sheni, touches another sheni, touches your hand, right, and it's also makes it into a sheni, then it touches the thing and it makes it into a shlishi, so that's a big kiddush, because if it's dry, and then one thing that's dry touching another thing, just, you know, making a tamei, so that's a kiddush. However, if it's wet, so then that's not a chiddush so much. Why? If it's wet, it's not a chiddush, because then if it's wet, so the liquid becomes a rishon. So the rishon then touching your hand makes it into a sheni. And then the sheni, to make a shlishi, that's not such a big kiddush. But if it's dry, yeah, if it's wet, okay. If it's wet, it's a rishon, making mehain a sheni, then it makes to a shlishi, that I can understand. But if, even if it's dry, sheni, making a sheni, and making that into, metaming that to a shlishi, so that's a kiddush. So that's, but that's, all this is only a kiddush if it's talking about shelo b'chiburin, as we said, just one hand touching the other hand, and touching the kodesh, etc. However, if we're talking about b'chiburin, so my hand's touching, my tummy hand's touching my tar, and then it makes no difference if this is wet or dry. Because what's the chashash? The chashash is that this very hand, that's tummy, is going to touch the kodesh. Now we're not worried about this hand. We're worried since it's touched, it's right there. Like we said, it might end up touching the kodesh itself. So then what's the difference if this is wet or dry? It makes no difference. To worry about just touching the kodesh and finish. It doesn't matter if it's wet or dry. So the whole chiddush in wet or dry is only if we're talking about one hand touching the other hand and touching the kodesh. Okay, let's see Rashi. The tamei is a kodesh. Let's also revi to make it revi. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Meir Chaver to pasal the kodesh avalo matame. If this pasal the kodesh, make it to revi, but not into a shlish. Okay, Iyar Bishlame. Rashi explains it. Bishlama shalom b'chiburin kamar demitmeya. If you're going to say it's talking about shalom b'chiburin, so now we have a chiddush. The neguva, that the dry hand, the afal gav the neguva hi, the kishin agavazu, even though it's dry when it touched the other hand, the ein lachu shema naga hayada tara b'mashkin shnitma shehin rishonim. Because as if it was wet, then I could see. Then the hand is wet, which would the liquids become a rishon. As we have a rule, the chol apostel as truma metame mashkin liotchila, and therefore the hand would make the liquid into a tchila. Ve'havyela hach yad namishnia, and therefore it makes the other hand also shnia. Machmata mashkin kamo chaverta. Right, because it's once it touches the liquid, so the liquid is reached, so makes the other hand a shani. That I can understand. A filu hachi metama, it's still, even though it doesn't have the liquid, still tame. The mailed rabbanan he shayad metamed chaverta la sachnia, that it can make the other hand into a shani without liquid. Right, kamosa like it legabe kodesh. So that's a chiddush, that without the liquid it can still make it kodesh one touching the other. If the only thing is if it's touching, the hands are touching each other when it's touching the kodesh, then the time of Mishum, like we said, the Dilma Naga Tame Lakodesh, you might refer to your Tame hand's going to touch the kodesh at the same time, since it's right there, then my Rebu said the Neguva, then why do I care about if it's dry or not? Atu Yad Kamaisa Lo Mitamya La Lakodesh, but Lo Mashkin. Hello, Shniyahi. What's the difference? What's the difference? It's wet, it's dry. It doesn't matter. It's metame. So therefore, the chiddush in having dry can only be if one hand is touching the other hand. Therefore, Rav Kasha and Rav Shizvi. Okay, Gora continues. Itmar nami. So there's some are Gori's nami here. Some are not Gori's nami. Just for simplicity's sake, we won't be because Rashi doesn't talk about it or whatever. As we'll see. So according to the Itmar, just a thing in its own. Okay, the Itmar Nami, those are Goris that show that we're going to bring another Raya that is Tafka Shalobi Kiburi. It's a little bit complicated, so we'll just keep it simple. That's the Maimar on its own. So Itmar, Amaresh Lakish. Lo Shanu, that which we say that one hand is Matama, the other hand, that's Ela Biyado. That's only one's own hand. One hand touches the other hand, fine. Aval Yad Chavero Lo. But not, doesn't, your tummy hand can't, it touches your friend's hand, you shake his hand, that's not. This isn't the tummy of your friend's hand. That's Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, he argues, he says, Achad Yadoi, V'Achad Yad Chavero. Not only can your tummy hand can be tummy your other hand, your tar hand, it also can be tummy your friend's tar hand. And, however, it's only V'Oso Hayad, it's only that hand that Tame touches your friend's hand. However, if your Tame hand touches your Tar hand, making it Tame, and then that hand touches your friend's hand, that not. Only with your own other hand, but not your friend's hand. Only if you touch directly with your Tame hand, not with your other hand. That's also Yad, and it's Lifsol of Alola Tame. And it's, again, it makes it Revi, Makodesh, and not Shlishi, Lola Tame. Okay, that's the Machlokes Reish Lakish of Rabbi Yochanan, the Gavi one's other hand. And then Rabbi Yochanan brings a proof to this. Mimat, well, how do we know that you can even metame your friend's hand, not only your own hand? Midiktani b'seifa, at the end of the Mishnah, it says, Shayad metame chaver talakodesh avalola truma, that a one hand can metame the other hand when it comes to kodesh, but not latruma. So hatu lamali, why do you have to tell me this? I already said it. Hatanale reisha, the reisha already said that kodesh you have to toivel both hands. So we see why you're toiveling both hands, because one hand can metame the other hand. We already know it. So elalav shmamina latuye yachavero. So therefore, it's extra. Must be coming to teach me that not only can you metame your own hand, but you can even metame your friend's hand. Okay. Ve'af reish lakish hadarbe. And in the end, Reish Lakish even sided, agreed with Rabbi Yochanan. The Amar Rabbi Yona, Amar Rabbi Ami, Amar Rabbi Leir, Amar Reish Lakish, Echad Yadoi, Ve'echad Chaveroi, Ayad Chavero, Ve'oso Yad, Elisol of Alolotam. Exactly, Rabbi Yochanan said it, Reish Lakish agreed with him, that not only is your own hand, you can even metame your friend's hand. Elisol Alolotam. Okay, see Rashi. V'yad chavero, im naga v'yad chavero, lo metamata, doesn't make it to tam. V'oso yad, though, im naga v'yad rishana, if it touched the, you know, the tummy hand, v'yad chavero. Aval shnia, if your other hand that became tame from your tummy hand touched your friend hand, that not. Eina metame yad chavero. And it's leaf, and it's, leaf so, we did that. Of a leaf soul as a kodesh, he, yeah, and it passes the kodesh, the amar yad mitame chaverta, of lola tame. Now, it makes it into a vi, but not into a shlish. Okay. Oh, yeah, hatanale resha, we already learned in the resha. Ula kodesh, madbilin shneim, you have to toivel both. So we see in the resha, both hands become tame. Okay, now we go back to the Gemara. So we said that Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, they both hold that one hand could mitame the other hand. That's the dafka lifsol of a lolatame. So now the Gemara says the lifsol of a lolatame, that it makes it into a V, even not into a shlishi. That's the machloikis tonight. It's not. It says in the Mishnah, kol aposel betruma mitame yadayim liyoshniyos. That anything which can pasel truma, like sheni the tuma, it's mitame yadayim to be like it, also a sheni, when it comes to kodesh. V'yad mitame chaverta, and like we saw before, one hand can mitame the other hand. All this is zivei Rabbi Yeshua. V'chachamim amrim yadayim shniyos hein, v'ein sheni osa sheni. So he says the hands are shniyos, and one hand, okay, ein sheni osa sheni. Okay, the one hand doesn't make another hand. Sheni can't make a sheni. So now the Gemara makes a diyu. My love, sheni hu delo avid, hashlishi avid. Okay, so in other words, when it comes to mitame and kodesh, right, what did the chachamim say? Well, a sheni can't make a sheni. Okay, so the hand is a sheni, doesn't make another hand sheni, which would then, if it would make the kodesh into shlishi. He says, no, ain't sheni on his, it doesn't make, sheni doesn't make sheni, but the Gemara's medayeket. It doesn't make a sheni, but it makes it into a shlishi. That, yeah, legabi kodesh. Okay, so if a sheni makes not a sheni, but into a shlishi, that would mean that if it touched this kodesh, it would make it into a revi. And therefore, more understood that that's the machloikas, Rabbi Yeshua and the Chachamim. Chachamim say, therefore, sheni doesn't say sheni, makes it to a shlishi only, and a shlishi touches the kodesh, makes it into a revi. Whereas Rabbi Yeshua held, no, sheni does make it into a sheni, and therefore when the sheni touches it, it can make it into a shlishi. So here we have machloikas, whether the hand that touches the other hand, does it make it into a shlishi, the kodesh, or to make it into a revi. That is the, we have here the machloikas. So the Gemara says, no, you don't have to, it can't be medayek like that. That dilma lo sheni yavid velo shlishi. Maybe it doesn't make any, don't be medayek, sheni doesn't make sheni, but it makes shlishi. No, it doesn't make sheni, doesn't make shlishi, doesn't make anything. So it comes out, according to this way, the chachamim over here are totally against everything we've learned so far. It's not like our Mishnah, like in Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan, nothing. They hold that there's yad is not metame yad chavero to metame kodesh. Right? Doesn't mean, according to this, if this is the pshat in the chachamim. Okay. So then the Gemara goes on, it says, but ki hanitnai. If you want to, I do have a brisa, though, that does bring out this machlokes tanaim, whether the hand touching the hand makes shlishi or vi. And the brisa we saw before, the sanya, yad neguva, right, that we saw. Mitame es chaverta, it's mitame as friend. Litame bekodesh, means make the nitu again a shlishi. Va lola truma, divi rebi. Okay, so according to Rebbe, it's your hand touches your other hand, legabe a truma, that's an effective legabe kodesh, it makes it into a shlishi. Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Yehuda, Omer, lifso, oto yad lifso, avalo lo letame. It only makes it into a revi, lifso, but not, the tame doesn't make it into a shlishi. So here we have the farish, the machloikis, of whether one hand touching the other hand doesn't make shlishi into kodesh, or make it only revi. So that's the, here is the machloikis tanaim that we do find. Okay, let's do the Rashi. I'm sorry? It doesn't. We're saying that the hand is, it makes it into a shlishi, and then the shlishi would make it into a vi. Okay, let's see the Rashis here. Ein sheni osa sheni. Okay, yad, ein yad shehi shniya osa chaver tashniya. A one hand is itself a sheni, doesn't make the other hand to a sheni. Michlal, the shemini, and the Rabbi Yeshua, since then we can assume that Rabbi Yeshua held, Amar Hayad Metame Chaverta Liot Kemota, that it does make it, sheni does also sheni, Legabe, according to Rabbi Yeshua, and therefore it makes the Kodesh Lishi. So Gemara said, no, Dilma lo sheni velo shlishi, maybe nothing. The Leifa Hachmaila, the Mezisi, doesn't hold Bechlal with one hand Metame the other hand. Reb Chachami would not even hold by this mile at all that we have in our Mishnah. Aval man de isle, afilo letame isle. But the one that does thing would even be able to mitame, is even make it into a shlishi. Lachi kamar yadaim lo olam shniyo sein. Lefikach, the girsa takes out, the bach takes out the ain. Therefore, yad mitame es chaverta. Des mitame chaverta. Vichiye, vichi, okay, that's next. Okay, so back to the Gemara. So we said in the Mishnah, Ochlin neguvim biyadaim mesovot legab betruma but not lekodesh. In other words, if your hand is tummy, the pashupsha, okay, the way we understand now is if your hand is tummy, you can eat food that's dry, okay, so because it's not muksha lekabol truma, okay. So if your hands are tummy, you can as long as the food is dry, it's okay, but it's only by truma, by kodesh or machmir. Okay, that's what we think the pshat is. However, Tanya Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos, v'chi yesh neguva l'kodesh, v'lochiv as ha-kodesh mechasharta. Says it's difficult to understand the Mishnah like this. Why? Because what do you mean of a low l'kodesh? In other words, a dry food, it doesn't help when it comes to kodesh. If your hands are tame, it doesn't matter. Even if it's dry, you can't eat this kodesh. But L'chura, Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos, is not no gay here, because when it comes to Kodesh, there's no inyan of liquids on a Kodesh making it Muksha L'Kabal Tumah, not because automatically Kodesh things, either dry or wet, makes no difference, it's automatically a Muksha L'Kabal Tumah, because one's dearness to the Kodesh is Makshir to Kabal Tumah. In other words, liquids are not no gaya when it comes to kodesh to being muksha l'kabal tuma. That doesn't come into the picture b'chlal. So what is the Mishnah saying about loba kodesh? But dry food, it doesn't work with gabi kodesh. What do you mean dry food? It's dry or wet? It's like we said, it's nothing to talk about. No din of dry or wet when it comes to kodesh. Kodesh is automatically muksha. So therefore, he understands a different pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah talks about the following: lo tzricha. Kigon shetachav chavero l'toch piv. So it's talking about the following: his friend who has his tar, his hands are tar, whatever. He stuck into the person's mouth the kodesh. Okay. Or shetachav le'atzmo bekusha v'charkar. Or he himself did it, but he was using a kli that's not makabel tuma, and he stuck put the kodesh on it and like a fork, and he put it in his mouth. Okay, so right now we have tahor, kodesh, whatever, everything's fine in his mouth, and then ubikesh lechol tznon ubatzal shachui. And now this guy who has the kodesh in his mouth wants to eat regular chulin. Okay, Now his hands are, we say, are tame, let's say. We said Yidayim Mesuavot, right? They're tame, but the sheni, whatever. However, sheni doesn't make shlishi b'chulin. So the tznon batal is regular vegetable, not the chulin. So no problem in touching it. Not going to make it tame because it doesn't make shlishi, right? However, the Rabbanan made a gzera, l'kodesh gazru banan, about l'chuma lo gazru banan, to eat like that. Why? Because we're afraid that even though touching the batzal or whatever is okay, because his hand doesn't affect it, because you can't make a shlishi with chulin, but we're afraid that then when he's going to put it in his mouth, so maybe, since he has kodesh in his mouth, he's going to end up touching the kodesh. So the Rabbanan made a gzeira that you can by truma, that's okay, we're not worried about that, because it's not as severe as kodesh, not right, we're not so machmir with the truma as kodesh, but by kodesh, we're machmir. And therefore, that's the taish in the Mishnah, ochlim neguvim, b'yadai mesovot, neguvim meaning the batal. In other words, you can eat the batal with your hands, that are tame, and put it in your thing, only with truma. We got a truma, not kodesh. With kodesh, we're afraid you're going to touch the kodesh in your mouth. Truma, we're not afraid you're going to touch the truma in your mouth. No, we're not so machmir. That's how he answers. He touches up. Okay, let's see Rashi. V'chiyesh neguva b'kodesh v'alo chibas ha'kodesh mechashar mechasharet. So there's no meaning of dry when it comes to kodesh. Ela ein neguva zu lomar kishalohu kshuru. Not talking about it was not makshir. Ella shehuk shemir l'tuma was once wet. V'achshav hein neguvim, and now it's dry. V'tuma hein mekablin, and it can mekabel tuma. V'lo hutrichu mishnatenu l'daber be'ochle kodesh neguvim. We're not talking about eating some dry kodesh. We said it's not nogeya neguvim. Ella be'ochle chulin neguvim. What we're eating here is the vegetables that are regular chulin with that are dry. The ochle kodesh and I have kodesh in my mouth. Takav lo chavero b'yadayim taros v'zeh ochel yadam mesuvot. Again, his friend took the food, the kodesh, stuck it in. He had tar hands. He stuck it in his mouth. And now this guy wants to eat with his tummy hand. Oh, shetakvam hu batzmo bekusha bekarkar. These are implements using for weaving. Shehein pshute kliyets, and they're flat wood kalim made mekavim tuma. So that's fine. So far he stuck it in his mouth, the kodesh, with his tower kli. So no, there's no tumi yet. So then bikesh lechol tznon or batzal shel chulin imehen she'en yadayim metamot et chulin, because you don't have to worry that this is chulin. Chulin only becomes shlishi with truma. So the food's not going to become tame. But filu haki gazer rabbanan shlo yachlam im a kodesh shouldn't when you have kodesh in your mouth you shouldn't eat this. Pen tigaya yados, since his hands are tame. And tiga yado misoavas me ochle kodesh mepim, right? That the food is kodesh in his mouth, he might end up touching it. Okay. However, linyan truma afal pisha yad misoavas poselis, even though it should really apply by truma also, right? Because if his hand is tame sheni, it can make the shlishi in his mouth. The truma, if he has truma in his mouth, also really poselis. But still, lo asumayla el amrina and shazahir velo nagam. We're not machmir. We say, I'll be careful. He won't touch it. Yes, we did the extra mile by kodesh. The haki kamar masnisin, and therefore the taichin of Mishnah is ochlim chulim biyadayim mitzvavos im hatruma avalo im hakodesh, and therefore you can eat the chulim with the yadayim mitzvavos. That's the thing, and we're not worried when truma you're going to touch it. Avalo im hakodesh, we're afraid you're going to touch it. The haki nakatz neguvim. That's why we're talking about neguvim sheilu achshav hayumashkim aleihem, because if right now these vegetables that they had liquid on them, then it would be a problem, right? Hayu amaskim natem rishonim machmata yadayim. Then your hands, which are misuavas retamet sheni, they're going to touch the liquid on these vegetables. Ah, so sheni that touches liquids, as we said, makes them into a rishon. Become a rishon, and then the liquids which become a rishon on these vegetables are then going to make the vegetables into a sheni, right? At the chulin hashnim, ukeshenogim betruma bepiv poslimota. And then when it's going to go in my, then I'm going to put the food in the mouth. That we are worried about, that the foods are going to touch. I'm not worried that say your hand is going to touch in your mouth the truma, but if the food itself is sheni that you're going to stick in your mouth, right? Because it was wet, and your hand, again, which was sheni, made the liquid on the vegetables, rishon. Then the rishon made the vegetables into a sheni. So that the actual food is sheni, then you're going to stick it in your mouth. Now we are worried that two foods are going to touch in your mouth and make it their shlishi. Therefore, the vegetable has to be dry. So that's the union. Some say it's talking about that it was never hukshur. What do I care if it's hukshur, mali lokshuru, hello en yadayim moi lot klum lechulin. In that sense, your hands can't make chulin. Doesn't matter, wet, dry, whatever, doesn't make chulin tummy. Okay. This is one little last thing. It says in the Mishnah, ha'onein mechusar kippurim. So an onein, it was relative died that day, and somebody who's mechusar kippurim was waiting, who went through the tahara process, but he hasn't yet brought his korban. So they, when they want to eat kodesh afterwards, when they're finished, they have to when they're not, you know, out of the state. So then they have to do tefillah. They have to go to the mikvah, but not for truma. So the Gemara explains what's the reason. My time, why do we need tefillah for kodesh, not truma? Our answer is Kevan the Anahidna, until now, Habe Asire, that they were Asr to eat Kodesh, so therefore Asrachinu Rabbanan Tfila. So meaning that since these Onen and Mechusa Kippurim, Legabe Kodesh were Asr to eat Kodesh in this day, so therefore, since they were Asr to eat Kodesh, they took their mind out of the Hanesek Hadas Legabe Kodesh, because they're Asr to eat Kodesh. So they might have come tummy or whatever because they weren't paying attention because they thought we can't eat Kodesh anyway. So anything to do with the Kodesh, their you know, mind's not on it. And therefore, now when they become able to eat Kodesh, so now we ask them to go to the mikvah. Whereas by Truma, they were allowed to eat Truma in the state of Aninus and Mechusa Kippurim. They could eat Truma. So therefore, nothing stays. So nothing changed. They were able to eat it then. They were careful Legabe Truma then. They're careful Legabe Truma now. Nothing's changed. Therefore, they don't need to go to mikvah. Let's see the Rashi. Came with the Adi Asire, the Mechusa Kippurim is Mutter B'Truma. The Samen in the Gabi Truma, it's okay. The Mechusa Kippurim could eat Truma. The Asur, it's only Asur B'Kodesh. The Chenonim, the same thing. Vafa Pi Shasurim B'Maiser Sheni. But even though they're Asur B'Maiser Sheni, they're still Mutter B'Truma. The Truma, they are a Mutter. In Kedarminan B'Shnas Sechel Yabamas, we learn from the Drash Mikol Zar. It says Mikol Zar, it says it excess Yitera. We learn from here, Zaris Asarti, I only asked her to Zarti Truma, Asarti Lachab, Aloha Ninos, but a no name could eat Truma.